Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. The sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and I'm not sure we care. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities, where you get to laugh at me. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses and a little help hearing. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hey, when did you guys get a recording of me and my wife talking? That's strange. What do we got? We got humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? The answer coming October 6th. Oh my. It's a big answer. It's exciting. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're also asking you, if you have any prayer requests or any praise reports, if you got them, call us. 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. We've introduced sound effects, and we're going to place them at the wrong time. And remember, they have nothing to do with the show, so what are they?
See how greatly the men favor you, sir.
The puling spawn, how I despise them.
Okay, that's a pretty good one right there. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. We're taking your phone calls just to let you know, in about 3 or 4 minutes, David Limbaugh, the author of Jesus on Trial, going to be on the show. Wow. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You need to stay tuned to hear David Limbaugh.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Losing someone you love can be very painful. Don't give loss the last word. Attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference, October 3rd through 5th at the Town & Country Resort & Hotel.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead. Flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through, and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSOB 468-117.
Your chances of winning the lotto are 1 in 260 million, yet a lot of Americans play the lotto because we love hope. Hope for the future, hope for our kids, hope for a comfortable retirement. No need to just hope when you have a sure thing, like the new reverse mortgage from my friend Mehran Aram and the trusted experts at the Aramco Group. As San Diego's number one reverse mortgage company, Aramco can show you how to secure your retirement with the new reverse mortgage. Yeah, you have a better chance of becoming president of the United States or living past the age of 100. Or maybe getting killed by a falling coconut. Those are all about the same as winning the lotto. So don't gamble with your future, with your retirement. Learn how to access the equity in your home as cash and eliminate your mortgage payments today. Join us for the next free dinner workshop October 9th, 6 p.m. at the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside. Call today, 866-611-30 or online at aramco.com. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Just a reminder, if you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, you know what? They've invented fire. That might help you. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, special guest on the show today. I'm very, very blessed, very excited to have this guest on the show. We have with us David Limbaugh, who's a conservative political commentator, lawyer, New York Times bestseller. He wrote the book Absolute Power, Persecution, Bankrupt, Crimes Against Liberty. By the way, Persecution, one of my favorites. I loved that book. He's got a new book called Jesus on Trial, A Lawyer Affirms the Truth of the Gospel. David, are you there with us?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. First of all, I love your name because it's the same name I have. And I'm just wondering if your mom told you what my mom told me, that you were named after a king.
No, she didn't. But I was appreciative anyway because she gave me two good names, David and Scott, neither of which are subjected me to ridicule as a kid.
So wait a minute. So your middle name is Scott?
Yes.
That's my middle name.
Oh, gosh. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
That is bizarre. Only my mom, she said she named me after a king. And then when I was 16, she said she lied. So we just kind of moved on from there. All right. Talk to me about Jesus on Trial. A Lawyer Affirms the Truth of the Gospel. Now, I've got a whole bunch of material I want to ask you, but I got to kind of pull it back and just give you the opportunity. Talk to me about the book in general. Why did you write this book?
Because a couple of grade school and high school friends approached me, skeptics, at dinner one night and said to me that they didn't understand how any rational person could be a Christian. And I didn't do a very good job of answering them on the spot, even though I've studied this stuff a long time. And then within a few days, my publisher asked me to write a book on this. And it was just so, it seemed so close in proximity that I interpreted it as a potential providential prompting. And so after getting over the initial trepidation about not having any formal training in these areas, I decided to do it because I can. I thought I might be able to reach people that they couldn't reach because I used to be a skeptic, and I also have a secular platform. So in those two ways, I might be able to approach people. So this book is a Christian apologetics, which is a defense of the Christian faith, but is also an introduction to basic theology from a layman's standpoint. And I tell various stories about how the Bible demonstrates God's sovereignty and how certain stories demonstrate God's sovereignty. And then I get into an entire chapter on the Bible's magisterial unity, how despite the fact that it's written over 1,400 years by 40 different authors in 66 different books, that it has a remarkable degree of unity and continuity and consistent themes throughout: moral instruction, God revealing his divine nature consistently throughout. Yeah. And I think it reveals that it's the Word of God if you give it a chance. So I'm inviting skeptics into the Bible to read it because the Bible promises to have the power of conversion, and I think it fulfills that promise.
Wow, that's a great answer. So let me just say that right off the bat, because you get into bibliology and understanding the continuity between the authors who are all different types of occupations, and you take the span of time and look at how they wrote, and you see that consistent message from beginning to end. Even in and of itself, the Bible by its own collection, by its own authorship from the Lord, it's a miracle in and of itself and a wonderful partnership between God and man to communicate the heart of God to man without robotically having man dictate it piece by piece, but letting each author's personality emerge through there. So that's a great answer. Great answer.
Thank you. And it's kind of analogous to God becoming man, too. You know, you have that dual contribution. God inspires the work of the words of the Bible, inspires the meaning of the Bible. He does it through human agents. So human agents are part of this. They weren't just scriveners. They did it in their own voices. Yet one clear voice rings through, not a literary voice, but one substantive voice carries through thematically in the whole thing, and it is why I call it a divine conspiracy. It's clearly inspired by God.
Yeah, excellent. Let me ask you this question. What surprised you the most writing this book?
Well, you have to understand, this wasn't... I didn't begin writing this book as a skeptic. That ship had already sailed. I was a skeptic as a young adult 30 years ago or however many years, and I embarked on this long study and overcame it. This book is a chronicling of my spiritual journey, and so I wasn't too surprised with what I discovered. It just reaffirmed and strengthened my faith, as any time you study the Bible and theology, it will do. And by the way, this book wasn't just written for skeptics precisely for that reason. New Christians, people that just become Christians sometimes say, okay, now I believe in Christ, I believe in biblical truth, now what? Well, when I first became a Christian, I wanted an accelerated learning curve. I wanted to read everything I could as fast as I could. Finally found out there was no easy way. I want to help jumpstart new Christians with this primer on theology that I've written here. And I also want to help reinforce the faith of people who have been believers, mature Christians, because we all backslide. We're all still in the world. And even though we are empowered by the indwelling Holy Spirit to overcome sin on a daily basis, we'll never do that completely this side of eternity. And so we constantly struggle, and we get back into the spiritual disciplines, exercising the spiritual disciplines, going back into prayer, Bible study, meditation, memorization. And you do those things and you fly closer to the flame, and ultimately you improve your relationship with Christ and you become more Christ-like. But if you stay away from it, you get out of it, you fall away, so you come back. And I think this book, I hope it helps people draw people back. That's one of the goals. And get people re-excited about the Bible, reignite their flame. Not that I have any special talent for that, but I'm excited about it, and I want to share that excitement, and I hope that carries through in the pages of the book.
Gotcha. Excellent answer. All right, so here's the tough question. That was an easy question. Here's the tough question. The tough question, why is the intellectual element of Christianity and the Bible so despised by people who are skeptics, who are even of your friends, and they're like, oh, that's like, you know, fairy tales and so on and so forth. Why is there such a negative element when you know from a historical manuscript point of view, there's more historical evidence for the New Testament than any other document, especially if you kind of dig into that? Why is it so despised as an anti-intellectual a process to walk life in?
Well, as you know, contrary to what the popular culture says, the secular culture says, Christianity is neither anti-science nor anti-intellectual. The Lord commands us to love Him with all of our mind. Proverbs instructs us as to how to acquire wisdom and how important that is. We're created by an infinitely intelligent God, and He expects us to mine the depths of His riches in Scripture with our intellect and not parking it at the door. But Romans 1:19 and 20, as you know, in paraphrase, says that the glories of the universe are so manifest that as to make it obvious that God was created us, and therefore we have no excuse to deny it. But Romans 1:18, preceding those two verses, says, men in their unrighteousness suppress the truth. And I think that's the key. People have pride. They have sin issues. They have other obstacles that get in the way to their intellectual belief, and they're rebelling. They're rebelling against what they know instinctively to be true. I really mean that. I think there's Romans 1:19 and 20 just affirmed what I knew instinctively. We all know we're created by God. Even these atheists, at some level, deep down, buried under their obstacles and their issues, they know it too. But they're fighting against it because they don't want to have to change their lifestyle. They don't want to have to admit, and they have issues with it or whatever it is. But they're wrong. If you study the evidence, and by the way, this is not a hectoring book. It is not a judgmental book. It is not a book that ridicules or mocks skeptics, because I used to be one. It is attempts to be respectful to them, because my goal is to invite them in, not to turn them off and make fun of them, even though they often do that to us as believers. I think, you know, they sometimes the skeptic will say, you Christians are just weak. You just want a crutch. And I say, I plead guilty to that. And one of the main reasons that pride is one of the worst sins is because it keeps people from a relationship with God. It makes people their own God. And I think there's more cowardice in the non-believer who is afraid to be honest with himself and strip away all that baggage and then yield to and then subject himself to the peer pressure. He doesn't have the courage often to do that because he feels foolish. You've got to strip yourself bare. It takes more courage to do that than it does to act tough and act like you're your own God.
The great answer. And that's really, it's really true. It takes more courage now to be a Christian in society than any other position there is. Let me ask you this one silly, goofy question, and then I just want to mention also, you have an event taking place coming up November 6th, but let me ask you this question real quickly.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, just general, I'm the kind of guy that asks this kind of question, why did you use the ESV as the Bible quoting version? Is there any particular reason? It's just, are you just fond of it? Do you just like to read from it?
I go back and forth. I use the NIV a lot, and lately, I find that I've got Logos Bible software, and I find that more evangelicals have been using ESV, and I kind of started using it. I like it, but I'm not hung up on the version thing. I do believe we ought to go with a translation and not a paraphrase.
So, correct.
You know that Living Bible thing. It was nice, and then eventually became formalized, I think, into the New Living Testament. I don't want to. I think this controversy about the King James Version being the authorized version and all that, I think that that's overblown. That's another divisive issue that does not affect salvation. People can do whatever they want. I don't like to get into Calvinists, and I don't want to get into debates with Catholics either. The question is, do you have saving faith in Jesus Christ? You don't have to pass a theology exam to get into heaven. You do have to have saving faith in Christ, and a certain denomination doesn't necessarily impart that to you. So, it may be easier with one salvation, and I have definitely specific theological beliefs, don't get me wrong, but I don't think we ought to spend time beating each other up over things that ultimately don't affect our salvation. We can debate them for fun, but don't drive people away from the kingdom by being a know-it-all.
Yeah.
And then becoming prideful about your knowledge. That's what the Gnostics did. They deified knowledge. This isn't all about knowledge. There's an experiential aspect to this. And it's a relationship. As you know, this Christianity is about a relationship between man and Jesus Christ.
Right. Great answer. Good job, David. That's solid. Now I'm really proud that your middle name's Scott, just like me, too. So now I really feel that connection to you. Though I just want to mention for folks that don't know, November 6th, from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at Skyline, I think it's at the Skyline Church. It is in La Mesa, California. You're doing a book signing. You're going to be discussing the book. You're going to do a book signing. You're going to the people are going to be in the sanctuary. Are you guys doing a Q&A?
Yeah, I hope so. I haven't heard about that. I hope so. I've heard that's a really good church.
Yeah, excellent church. It's going to be a great, great event, so we're very excited for you. And we're actually going to give some tickets after we hang up with you. We're going to give some tickets later on in this hour for people to attend that so they can get a chance to see you and meet you and talk to you.
That'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be great. And you did a great job, so do me a favor, hang on so I can talk to you off air. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for having me.
No, my privilege. David Limbaugh, the book, Jesus on Trial, A Lawyer Affirms the Truth of the Gospel. You can get it anywhere, Amazon.com, Google it, do whatever you want. It's worthwhile. It's a great read for you to understand the gospel. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. As we enter the home stretch of the 2014 elections, national Democrats are panicked by a map that shows Republicans likely to win a majority of seats in the United States Senate and unseat Harry Reid from that job as majority leader. Faced with probable losses in Montana, South Dakota, West Virginia, Arkansas, Alaska, Iowa, and Louisiana, as well as very close races in Michigan, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Virginia, and even Minnesota and Oregon, Democrats have gone to the old playbook of less than above board tricks and have persuaded their nominee in Kansas to drop out of that race in the hopes that a very liberal, very rich, so-called independent Greg Orman, who will almost certainly caucus with the Democrats, can beat Republican Senator Pat Roberts. If Kansans understand that Orman is Harry Reid's front man, there's little chance they'll vote for him. And the question is whether enough voters in the Jayhawk state have been paying attention. Simply put, a vote for Greg Orman in Kansas is a vote for Harry Reid and Barack Obama. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So I'm trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Losing someone you love and care deeply about can be very painful, releasing all kinds of difficult emotions, even blocking motions altogether. You may feel like life will never be the same. The Christian Counseling and Education Foundation wants to help you find hope that lasts when life falls apart. That's why they're extending a special invitation and discount to attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference on October 3rd through 5th at the Town & Country Resort & Hotel. Hear from safe, qualified, proven professionals committed to bringing loving, truthful, Christ-centered teaching just for you. The CCEF is committed to serve you and local congregations by restoring Christ to counseling. Tickets are just $225 per person. Use offer code KPRZ for a 10% discount. For tickets and information, visit CCEF.org. That's CCEF.org. Or call 1-800-318-2186. That's 1-800-318-2186. Loss touches every single life at one time or another. Don't give loss the last word.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
26 sparkling pools, lighted tennis courts, balanced spa and salon, fitness center, Fox Den Bar, Butterfield restaurants, and poolside music Friday and Saturday nights. That's summer family fun at La Casa del Zorro Resort and Spa in Borrego Springs. Visit lacasadelzorro.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. That was David Limbaugh, who was on our show. And David Limbaugh is going to be doing not just a book signing, but they're getting together at Skyline Church at 11330 Campo Road in La Mesa with Dan Grant, who's the executive pastor. He's going to kind of moderate the whole thing. And what's going to happen is at this event, now just listen to this. This is kind of cool stuff. And it's the kind of stuff you like, oh, cool. This is the stuff you want to do. They're going to have this event, and he's going to be there early to do some book signing for some people, like at 6 o'clock. This event is taking place November 6th. And it's on a Thursday night. It's from 6 p.m. to 9:30, so he's going to be there 3.5 hours. That's a long time. And for the first hour and a half, there's a VIP section where he's going to meet with people and have refreshments and appetizers. So if you have an interest in that, which is very cool, tickets are $40 a person. That includes a book, and the book's normally like $30 or $29 or whatever it is. So it's like a smoking deal right there. So you can't beat that. And we're actually going to give away four regular tickets, and the main event goes 7:30 to 8:45 in the main sanctuary. You get a chance to talk to him, ask him some Q&A, and then afterwards there's going to be a book signing and also a photo opportunity. Now, I want to make it clear that only the VIP includes the books, not the tickets we're giving away. We're giving away tickets for the event that you can attend, but it does not include a book. But so you have that opportunity to engage. It's really a good Christian apologetic book on Jesus Christ. If you've ever read Josh McDowell's More Than a Carpenter, and Evidence That Demands a Verdict, and if you've not read those books, oh my goodness, you need to read those books. This is exactly the style that David Limbaugh wrote this in. And a reason that I was really, first of all, I was blessed by two things. One, his middle name is the same as my middle name. My name is David Scott Spoon. He's David Scott Limbaugh. I mean, that's amazing. How did I get so lucky? And then the other thing is I read Persecution, which he wrote years ago. Fantastic book. So he doesn't write like a lawyer, even though he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. See, not a disappointment. See, but he writes with a really good style. So not in this segment, but in the next segment, I'm giving away tickets to this event. Four tickets, like a four pack. So it's worth like $50 or $60 or something. You can attend the event. And then I will tell you this secret, you can buy the book at a discount at the event. Shh, shh. Don't tell anybody. Everybody will want one. Okay. I got to tell you, this is the best of the best. I'm starting with a story that'll blow your mind. Are you ready?
As long as it involves food.
It doesn't involve food.
Does it involve the Los Angeles Dodgers?
It's so much funnier than anything you've heard in a long time.
Does it involve Ohio State Ron?
No, but it does involve Iggy. It does involve Ohio. It involves everything. Fox News poll, voters reveal which state they want to kick out of the union.
Ohio.
They took a poll, and they had all these people in this poll.
Obviously, the answer is Michigan.
Listen, they're for real. They had this poll, and people voted which state they want to get rid of. Who comes up with this poll? Who's sitting around there going, I got an idea. Let's do a poll about who everybody likes the least. You know, it's like one of those.
My vote would be Nebraska.
Yeah, well, here it is. Here's the top four vote getters. At number four, people wanting to get rid of this state more than the others, Florida comes in at 11%. Wow. At number three, Texas comes in at 20%. At number two, New York comes in at 25%. And number one, by 53%, the Golden State of California.
I gotta have more cowbell.
That's what people want to get rid of. People in the United States are like, you know that California place? Get rid of that. One out of two people said, get rid of California.
Too many taxes, plus when the big earthquake hits, we're going to be our own island anyway.
You know, I will say that when I lived in Arizona, our thought, no offense to people in California, this is years ago, so you can't get mad at me now, but to 25 years ago plus, when we lived there, we were all like, if California kind of like falls off of the rest of the mainland and becomes an island, then Arizona is oceanfront property. That's all we thought about. So then you'd make some money buying that cheap piece of land with that mobile home on it. See how that worked? All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break. California. They want to get rid of California. Want to know why? Yeah.
The San Francisco Giants?
No, that's the land of fruits and nuts. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take our break, then we're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to give away 4 tickets to the David Limbaugh Gathering that's taking place at Skyline Church on November 6th. Very exciting stuff. Don't go anywhere. Tickets are going to be given away for free. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Don't keep your date waiting because you got stuck in traffic. Get to dinner faster with Fast Track on the I-15 Express Lanes or South Bay Expressway. Pick up Fast Track at a participating Costco and get $5 in free toll credits or visit 511SD.com/fasttrack for more information.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. If you're looking for a successful career, we want to talk with you. We have openings for technicians. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. We provide the training. You bring the dedication. To apply, log on to the Ecola website or call 877-332-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-2847.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy and the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charged, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead. Flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSLP 468-117.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There's a star man waiting in the sky. We'd like to
go. Welcome back. back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. By the way, I was wrong. I thought they weren't coming in for like a couple weeks. They're coming in a week from today. Wow. So they're probably listening to this going, we are? Yes, you are. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, new roof construction, old roof replacements and repairs. Let's just make it very simple. If you have any possible thing going on with your roof, if you're not sure, if you need to look at it, if you're looking at, maybe it's time for a new roof, maybe it's time for an inspection, maybe it's time for an add-on, maybe it's time for some decking, maybe it's time for some waterproofing, anything, you got to call these guys. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. I don't know if you know this or not, but that's a website. ExcaliberRoofing.com. All their estimates are free and all their work is solid. And that's what you need to know. There you go. Let's see. Just real quickly, check on the weather. Yep. It was warm yesterday, but it wasn't terrible, was it? Was it
not
terrible?
Yesterday, but today's a little toastier.
Tomorrow's a lot toastier.
Supposed to be in that, let's clarify, 100 range, because it's, you know, saying three digits, that doesn't really cover it.
That is correct. However, I was incorrect, and when I'm incorrect, I am willing to admit it. Believe it or not. That's a nice way to say that. Because it has actually been as hot as 111 in San Diego, according to our very own Robo Paul, who did some research for us, who is not here today because he's not feeling good or whatever the case may be. But I'm sure it's not heat
This
stroke.
Just in, I'm sure it's pretty factual today. It is much cooler in Cleveland. This from Chief Igum.
You know, it's entirely different from Chief Igum.
Chief Igum.
Goodness gracious. What did we do? Create a monster? Oh, that's
awesome. You have no idea.
That's awesome. Let's do this. Before I do the DDD, I want to offer up the tickets. Here's the tickets. Here's the deal. You're going to get this chance, so you got to listen carefully because it's going to be the person that can answer this question. Ready? Ready? How's the weather? You call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473.
You taking caller one?
What's that?
Which caller are we taking?
So you take whichever one the button that your finger lands on. That's
ooh, random. I like
yeah.
it.
You're going to get an opportunity to get, I don't think these are VIP tickets. Maybe I should have found out if these were VIP tickets because that would be completely different.
You know what's great about VIP tickets?
What?
They allow in the VIPs.
You know, it's tickets to go see David Limbaugh, and they're going to have this group meeting at Skyline Church, which is totally cool. And at the Skyline Church in La Mesa, Pastor Dan Grant's going to be kind of coordinating this. David Limbaugh is going to come with his book, Jesus on Trial, A Lawyer Affirms the Truth of the Gospel. Four tickets were given away. It's a four-pack. I don't know. Is there a four-pack? Something is a four-pack of tickets. It's a quad of tickets. How about that? It's a quad. You call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, and you got to tell RoboProducer how the weather is. This is from the author, David Limbaugh. By the way, he's Rush Limbaugh's brother, if you didn't know that. I don't know if you knew that or not. Wrote an excellent book. This book, Jesus on Trial, A Lawyer Affirms the Truth of the Gospel. Very solid. It's going to be sharing some of his testimony. He's going to be doing a lot of great things. You get the opportunity to participate. Also, go to the book signing. Get your picture taken with him. The whole nine yards. So you got to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. And you got to say how the weather is. That's what you got to do. That's your job. Okay, here we go. So we've got our DDD. You ready for the DDD? DDDDD. You ready? Okay. Ready? You set? I'm checking.
Otherwise known as the D.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, David. I am ready for this DDD.
Okay, here we go. Genesis 32. Genesis 32. And we're kind of doing some off verses because I can't read the whole thing. It's just too far. Genesis 32. Listen to this. It's we're going to do three verses in one segment, three verses in another. Just put Genesis 32. You don't really got to give the specifics. It says this. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. The messengers returned to Jacob saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and furthermore, he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Now remember, Jacob fooled Esau and took his birthright. So Jacob and Esau's relationship was one of great tension. Now Esau had become a warrior, and him and 400 men were coming to meet Jacob head on. Okay? This was Jacob's greatest fear, is facing his brother's rage after he stole his birthright. Now remember, Jacob left like a thief in the night, got away to save his very life. Now, I want you to think about this and consider this as a Christian. Jacob's greatest fear was racing towards him. They were on the march. And let me tell you something. Don't be, you know, this pious stuff has got to end at some point. Jacob was greatly stressed out. The scripture says, then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. We would say, dude is stressed out. Why? His greatest fear, his brother's wrath, is making a beeline for him. And he is concerned that he's going to get annihilated. Him and his family, his kids, his wives, his servants, his everything. He's stressing. Now, let me ask you this question as a Christian. Have you ever been stressed out because you're engaging your fears? Have you ever felt stress or discomfort? Or have you ever been like, because their fears were facing you head on? Have you ever had that? You ever faced
In some
fears?
Respect, it's at least every other day.
It can be, in many people, it can be more minor things. But what I want to point out is, in this particular case for Jacob, this was his greatest fear. His greatest fear was his brother's wrath coming upon him. And here that fear was running towards him, so to speak. And he was stressing out. Now look at what the verse says. This is while he's pondering and waiting for his brother to come. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Now, I want you to catch this, because this is a cool portion right here. A man is wrestling with Jacob, and many understand that man to be an angel. In fact, some translations say it's an angel. He's wrestling with them, and Jacob is wrestling with an angel. Now, I want you to catch this. Okay? The angel, quote unquote, is not winning. Now, I don't know if it's a small angel. I don't know if it's an angel that's, because it's not Michael. Okay? But I don't know if it's just a teeny weeny angel, and so he's not, or, you know, Jacob is just holding on for dear life. But listen to what he says. Catch how what he says and catch how it works. Jacob goes, the angel goes, "Let go of me. I got to go. I got to get out of here. It's, you know, it's almost daylight. I got to take off." And Jacob goes, "You know what? I'm not going to let go until you bless me." Even though he was stressed because his fear would seem to be coming right at him, even though he was afraid, even though he was going through this process, he engages with the messenger of the Lord, and he's like not letting go. And what the principle is that we can utilize out of that, what's awesome about that is, even if your fears seem to be charging at you, and oh, by the way, just so you can know, Jacob thought that this was the greatest thing to fear. It wasn't, because his brother wasn't charging at him. His brother was actually running to him to embrace him and engage him. But Jacob grabbed hold of the angel of the Lord and said, "I'm not going to let go until you bless me." And I will tell you something that a lot of Christians could use, and that's a little bit of Jacob in your life. We need a little bit of tenacity. We need a little bit of hold on to in this. We need this attitude that says, "I will not let go. I will not let go, no matter what takes place, until you bless me." And I think that for some Christians, you need to walk with God and wrestle with God in a similar fashion. By the way, later on, it's determined that Jacob is one who wrestled with God. That's one of his definitions. I think there's times where you engage with God and you hang on to the Lord and you go, no matter what happens, I'm not letting go until you bless me. And there's a tenacity, a ferocious tenacity that each one of us has to engage in with the Lord. This isn't all about lily cups and butterflies and flowers in a field and, oh, everything's all. It's like sometimes you got to hang on. And while you're hanging on, you got to say, bless me, Lord. I ain't letting go till you bless me, no matter what. And the Lord's like, let go. Let's move on. No, you got to bless me. Sometimes we need tenacity. Sometimes we need a ferociousness. Sometimes we need a persistence that will not quit. And engaging with God. Remember one of the things that David Limbaugh said just a moment ago? Hey, you get down to the core of Christianity, and for many of us, we believe this. It does fundamentally hinge on this relationship with God. Well, if you've ever had a relationship with anybody that's worth anything, you know that at stressful times, sometimes you have to have a tenacious attitude within that relationship. And with God, you need to have a tenacious attitude, one that doesn't give up, one that doesn't give in, one that doesn't let go. That's what you need to do from time to time. Hang on. Don't go. Just tell her, I'm not going anywhere till you bless me. I'm not going to quit praying this prayer. Isn't it funny how what Jesus said, that ask and you will receive, not and it shall be opened, seek and you shall find? Isn't it funny how he said, he that asks receives, but it doesn't say he who asks one time, then walks away and forgets about it. It's the continual action of asking. You got to like King James for this. He that asketh. That's the continual act of asking. You got to keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. If you want to thank him and remind him of it every 2 hours, I don't care. I think it's great. It's tenacious in prayer. It's this ability to say, I'm not going to quit praying, seeking you, and pursuing you. I'm not going to let go until you bless me. But Dave, you can do this. I can do this. We should do this. We should not quit pursuing God, asking God, seeking God until we get what we're looking for in the good, glorious context. And it doesn't have to be the blessing you define. It can just be a blessing from the Lord. I'm not going to quit until you do this, Lord. You got to do this. I'm going to pursue you. Because that's a tenacious attitude, and some Christians need to be more tenacious and less timid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We need to be operating in that. A spirit of strength he's given you. Use it. The very power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is inside you. Use it. What's it there for? What's the Holy Spirit there for? Why is he there if you're not going to use him? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to look at a little history and a few other things. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
What gives you joy? Where does your happiness come from? Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton wants to share her story and stories of other young people who've overcome obstacles and are living with true love and joy. Anchored in Love is a one-day gathering for young women ages 13 and older with appearances by Bethany Hamilton and other young people who will inspire you to overcome obstacles and be the unique, precious young woman you were created to be. Anchored in Love is presented by Friends of Bethany Hamilton and a voice of love to today's generation of young women. Visit loveanchored.com today and register online. Anchored in Love is Saturday, October 11th at Maranatha Chapel from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Registration with lunch is only $8. Invite your friends and youth group to Anchored in Love, Saturday, October 11th at Maranatha Chapel. Register online today at maranathachapel.org. That's maranathachapel.org. Anchored in Love, featuring Bethany Hamilton, Saturday, October 11th. Visit maranathachapel.org.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection, and if you need it, save $250 on your treatment. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Duke-a-bell, 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 Duke-a-bell.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A quick reminder to be supportive and keep in mind Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our very good friend Tommy Hawthorne is going to be coming in next week. He'll be coming in next week. It's always good when Tommy comes in and he brings some of the guys and some of the stuff that's gone on there. It's cool, man. It's the testimony of the Lord. I love that stuff because the testimony of the Lord is so, so powerful. When you hear the testimony that God is moving in people's lives, it makes such a difference. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is their website. 619-797-7319 is their phone number. Or as Dave Santrella says, you can just go to Google and type in Genesis Recovery San Diego and all the information will pop up. I just thought that was one of the best lines. I could just Google it.
Got to turn on the Google.
You got to just put on Google. It's going to be Google. It's going to be Google. I thought this story was amazing, and I just tells you one of the things that I did not get to discuss with David Limbaugh, which I wanted to, was his take on the eschatological elements that are taking place in this country with the breaking down of all morality and the turning of the mainstream, well, not turning of the mainstream media, but the powerful influence of the mainstream media being anti-Christian in virtually everything they do. Listen to it and you're thinking, oh, that's not true. Okay, then you tell me why the New York Times did this story. They did a story, the New York Times did, and the story says this: Israelis are racist because they didn't list Muhammad as the top baby name in Israel. Okay, now this comes from the New York Times. It's supposed to be all the news that's fit to print, right? That's what it's supposed to be. I cannot tell you what other people say about that now because I would get in trouble on the radio, but I will tell you it is not the news that is fit to print. And that's all I'm going to tell you there. They ran a lengthy piece ripping Israel for supposedly hiding the Israeli Arab population, pointing out that Israel's population authority left the top baby name in Israel, Muhammad, off its pre-Rosh Hashanah list. Now, wait, I want you to catch why this is so ridiculous. Israel's population authority has made the entire list of names, of baby names, available to the media The Israeli Arabs represent less than 20% of all the Israelis, and Muhammad would not have been the most popular name on the list regardless. So wait. So they've given all the information for all the media to scour. Their population of the Israeli Arab is less than 20%. They all didn't choose Muhammad as their top name. Then the other 80% of Israel didn't choose Muhammad as their top name. And so collectively, they didn't choose Muhammad as their top name. But according to the New York Times, Jews are racist because they didn't make Muhammad the top name. What I want you to catch from that is it has not, one thing has nothing to do with the other. New York Times calling the Israelis racist is simply because they don't like Israel. And that the Jewish people are offensive to them. And here's the people who are going to go, but I thought the Jewish people ran the media. Many Jewish people are agnostic in their functionalities. So that doesn't count. Ask me. I know. Somebody just asked me, what about this name? Muhammad Shapiro. I don't know. I guess that could work. My thought in... I'm not going to say that name. My thought in this process is simply this. The New York Times, just they just can't stand Israel. They're anti-Israel. And almost every article they do is anti-Israel. You can't... The media doesn't like them. You know who has a lot of care and love for the Jewish race and for Israel? God. You know who you and I are connected to? God. Hey, maybe we should love what the Lord's loving. I don't know. I could be a moron for saying that, but what else is new? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we'll have a little bit of history, a little bit of news, and a little bit of DDD.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.